makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online.
Yeah.
Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 run to get online. GoodNewsBroadcast.com.
Boom. Okay, all right. Hey, hey. Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. Hopefully I will turn myself around on my camera. Hey, hi. Sunday, the 17th of May. Well, we have a lot of good news to share today, and I thank you for tuning in. Let me tell you about today's show, because I want to get right to it, because there are really some wonderful people who are doing wonderful things in the world. And I guess the first segment of what we'll show is, actually, there was a great show on television last night, and it was about graduation, and all the networks pooled together. They call it a pool feed, and shared this graduation broadcast. And it's good news when the networks work together on a good cause, and I like that. And then I'm going to show a little saving of a ducky and a ducky's family. By some police, once again, there for the people, helping out. And then I'm going to show our, it's a couple years ago, I'll say that. We created a pilot program, and we're going to show part one of that show. It's a good show, because there's good people on the show. Florence Henderson. I'm going to talk about the family. Chevy Chase is going to talk about the Samuel Waxman Research Foundation's benefit that we were at. We have Chris Upping, who's talks about a shoe and a community good corporate spirit and giving shoes to those in need. We have Paul Potts, who won the English Idol, the American Idol, or the English Idol began and then came to America. Simon Cowell and that whole team, great show. I love that show. I love network television. The great shows. Patrick McEnroe talking about the Davis Cup. You know, these are things that have happened, will happen again. Positive thinking, the art of positive thinking. Reverend Norman Vincent Peale, the one that affected my life through my mother giving me his book when she was a librarian over here at Temple Emmanuel. And then we have Bill Baker, Dr. Baker. Bill Baker was the president of Channel 13, where I had used to work, and was kind enough to share the importance of public television. And I highly suggest that you support them, as we do with our content, sharing the programming that they do. And then we have Claire talking about yoga, a little bit of history on it as well. And then Marcello Padilla singing a song by Gershwin, backed up by a great pianist, David Stanton. And wow, you know, there's a lot of television. So we rebroadcast this at 7. And mainly, in essence, I'll give a link from this recording, and you can just hit it and play it and share it and put comments. And I hope you do, and I thank you once again for coming here today. It's a beautiful day out, so I imagine a lot of people are out and about. And as a result of that, I'm just going to say, as a result of that, here's a good commentary. Not everything is canceled. Sun is not canceled. What a gorgeous day, and it's a great time that you can get on the phone and walk around and be conscious of where you're walking and stay away from each other. Relationships are not canceled. Love is not canceled. Reading's not canceled. Devotion, music, imagination, kindness, conversation, hope. We hope that we get through this. And more than that, we will get through this. Now, I want to mention to anybody, one, that I'm an interfaith minister, happy to serve you. You can call me anytime, 212-647-1212, if you need someone to talk to, a friend or an officiate at an event, or however I can help, I'm here for you. We now have started to put thoughts for the day, so I don't have a thought yet for today. So I ask that maybe whoever might send me something today, I will put that on there and give you recognition of that. Here's my buddy's Mario's Only Seeds Sown Get the Chance to Live. That's a great poem. It's called Weeds. And I suggest you go take a look at it on Good News. All right. So I'm going to first show there's just a moment of this broadcast, this graduation broadcast, if it comes up. I hope. Let's see how we do here. Why I don't know why that happened. It worked and then it didn't work. In any case, we're going to not show you that broadcast at this moment. And we will show you another segment that I like that's over here. And that this was brought to me by George Bibbo. And George is one of my high school buddies and shared this sensitive saving. Collected them. Also, those are pet. Yay! Okay, what else? What else? Huh? Is there good in the world? There's good in the world. Most of the world is good. That's our story. Without that story, I tell you, good news would not be here. So, we're gonna watch our pilot program, part one. And as I say, we have the mom from the Brady Bunch, Florence Henderson, Samuel Waxman's Cancer Research Foundation. We did a lot of shows with them. And Chevy Chase shares a bit of wisdom as only Chevy Chase could. It's kind of funny what he says. All right, Corporate Social Responsibility with Chris. Paul Potts, beautiful singing and crying and happy for his doing what he loves to do. Patrick Matrigan also, Dr. Baker. Channel 13, yoga, our crazy, loving, caring, I'm crazy about her, that's what I meant to say, Yogi, who's been with us every day, sharing a little bit of good health. Health is the wealth, okay? And David Stenton and Marcello singing. So enjoy the show, and it's around 20 minutes, as you can see, and I hope you enjoy it.
Let's get up and play. Do something. Stop slumping like a lump all day. Get on up, come on. Get out the door. Let's shake that booty like never before. Let's run.
Exercise. Get out and do your exercise.
Let's run. Have fun. Get up and be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day.
Ouch. Sorry. A cool playtime ideas. Go online. Just don't stay long.
Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to good news all the time. If you're looking for news that makes you feel so fine, tune into good news when you get online. Life-affirming, thought-provoking stories and more. News that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into good news when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to good news all the time. Run, 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 run to get online. GoodNewsBroadcast.com.
It doesn't just teach you the book stuff.
I'm going to do a water special later in this week. Get to read on it.
Hi, my name is Paul Sakis. This is Good News.
It's me with hair.
Aren't you tired of bad news, especially without solutions or conversations? Well, we are as well. For the past 10 years, GoodNewsBroadcast.com has created thousands of programs.
10 years ago.
Which people are doing good for the world. We find, we receive, we create life-affirming, thought-provoking, good news, entertainment, and events. Upbeat, not beat-up news, positive news. Good News Broadcast is non-political, non-sectarian, non-judgmental. We're just sharing the great news of the world. So now we've created a one-hour TV pilot, of which you're going to see today, and hopefully you'll tune back each and every day to hear good news. So let's go right to Florence Henderson, the mom of the Brady Bunch, talking about family and food and how they all get together and the importance of family dinner. Florence?
Florence, how are you?
Well, I'm good, Paul. How are you doing?
Florence, I tell you, I've never been so good as the opportunity to be here with you.
Well, thank you, and hey, I'm pretty lucky myself. Well, you know what? I did a cooking show on the National Network for 9 years, and then I did a series on PBS called Shortcut Cooking. So you kind of gather from those shows that I don't need to spend a whole lot of time in the kitchen. I'm interested in doing something that's nutritious and delicious and quick.
The family world of sitting down all together as a family and discussing the day and the future and so on and so forth, where do you think that is going? Is that still around?
Well, I think it is on some level. I wish people would be more aware of how important it is. You know, today with so much television, with Game Boys, with, you know, the computer, kids want to run off and do those things, which is fine, but I do think it should be limited. And I think that families should try to spend a short time together sharing a meal. I mean, that's when people talk, that's when they really share their honest feelings. And I think it gives a parent an opportunity to teach a child how to eat healthy.
Thanks, Florence, for talking about the family and the family dinners. Many benefits, a lot of wonderful people come out and help worthy causes. One of the largest benefits here in New York is the Samuel Waxman Cancer Foundation. Chevy Chase is the host of this one, and he shares a few of his thoughts about the foundation and about the evening overall in general. Chevy?
Hi, Paul Sakis, Good News Broadcast, speaking to Chevy Chase. Hi, Chevy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. Actually, you have no idea how important this is for me to get to speak with you, because the last time we spoke, you were at an event. Paul Simon was appearing. It was Spencer Foreman in the hospital, the children's hospital.
That's right, right.
And the bus out of the...
Irvin Redletter.
Right. And I got over to interview you, which was I was so happy about. And guess what? The tape broke. I cannot believe it, but it
let's hope for the best.
Sometimes you get a second chance. Congratulations, you're the host for this evening. How's it going so far? How do you see the entire evening? You see a lot of concerned people about breast cancer and about cancer overall in general?
A lot of drunks, basically.
This is a party. Get your mind off it.
No, you know, I think that the crowd is here. These benefits are rather remarkable. They raise a lot of money for the Waxman Foundation, and which is good. But when all is said and done, you know, you get a lot of hedge fund guys and young people, you know, people in their 40s and who just want to party, you know, want to have fun and want to spend money, which is good for the auctions. And I think that the subject itself of cancer and cancer research doesn't lend itself to an evening like this. It's everybody knows in their heart of hearts where the money's going, but it's not something that I'm going to make use of in my performance. Or it's certainly difficult for a comedian, you know, to talk about cancer. So, and thank God, knock on wood, I don't have that issue in my family. But I'm sure there are many people here who do have issues, and I just think it's sort of out of bounds for the entertainment portion.
Okay, your wife is here though with you, right? And I believe she's wearing Margot Manhattan's one of the bracelets, right?
Right, she is. Good. I got cufflinks.
You got cufflinks.
Yeah, I had to wear this shirt and tie just for the cufflinks.
Okay, let's see.
That's sad, isn't
the
it?
Cufflinks.
There's the cufflink.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Is it?
No, I think so.
And then there's one there.
Oh, there's both on both sides.
Well,
Margot's fantastic.
You have to have both.
And she's a, but usually they're not as exquisite on both sides. One side is just a little thing that takes you half an hour, right. A quarter of a day.
Well, this took me a half an hour to put on. Quite fit them through the holes.
What a character. Thanks, Chevy. Boy, I love you. In all those great movies. I just started laughing just thinking about all the good times and all those vacations. How do you get to go on so many vacations? Okay, so now we're going to talk about corporate social responsibility. So we talked about nonprofits, and now we're going to talk about good corporations going out and doing good. We take a wonderful landmark here in America, a shoe house in Pennsylvania, and Chris Epting goes all around to these landmarks and gets good corporate support and community support. In this case, we'll help needy people who need shoes. It's all good, all right? Chris, tell us what's happening.
I'm speaking to Chris Epting. Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. I'm happy to get to talk to you. We had some technical difficulties.
The shoes weren't fitting. It's a good setup.
We're going to compensate, right?
Let's go. I know where this is going, so you lead and I'll follow.
You know where this is going. We're a pop culture historian. That's who I'm speaking with, Chris Epting. We've spoken with you before.
Uh-huh.
And you've done some, what they say, right here, this is your, with their words, quirky and unusual landmarks.
Right.
Across the United States. And today is no different than you're down in Hellam, H-E-L-L-A-M, Pennsylvania.
Right by York.
Okay, by York, all right. World's largest shoe house,
uh-huh.
Okay? Hi, Chris, how are you?
I'm good, how you doing?
Real well. I grew up in the shoe business, Chris. And so I really wanted to get to speak to you because, one, you're very quirky. Now, you're very innovative.
Thank you.
In what you're doing, and I thank you for doing it because these are landmarks, and I love happy, healthy landmarks such as this. So tell us about this largest shoe and why you're there.
Well, the shoe is amazing. As a guy in the shoe business, you'll appreciate the fact that Malin Haynes built it. He was called, you know, he was kind of a shoe maven around here. He had a chain of shoe stores in Pennsylvania. And in 1948, he built this great monument, which is a fully functional three-bedroom house, to kind of promote his shoe business and also kind of promote himself. And it was, I think, a real masterstroke because over the years, you know, tens of thousands of people have stopped here to visit, to have an ice cream, to take a tour. It's a classic roadside structure. I'm here with part of the Hampton Hotel Save a Landmark program. We're helping refurbish this landmark. We came out yesterday with a bunch of employees and volunteers, and we painted the entire shoe, which is no small feat. It's about 25 feet tall and 48 feet long. So it's been a real project, but a lot of fun. And again, it's looking better than ever after today.
Yeah, it's definitely not a small feat. It's a big foot.
Yes.
So what is the community like? And I think that there's some real wonderful outreach here. I went to a website called giveshoes.org.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, there's a group, you know, that Hampton aligned themselves with for this particular refurbishment, whereby people are donating shoes, hundreds of pairs of shoes that go to those who are needy, who have been stricken by natural disasters all around the world. And in the last 2 days, just truckloads, carloads of people come up emptying their shoes here. They're being gathered up to the right of me here. It's really been an amazing process, not just fixing up the shoe house, but watching people give and give and give to help those that are less fortunate.
Well, that's Shoes for the Souls, .org, and Step Up Nashville Live, and there's a whole bunch of, actually, October 9th, there's an event down there, I guess, Souls for Shoes.
Yeah, I think Soul for Soul is the group here. They've all got very clever, sort of double entendre names. I believe Soul for Soul is the outlet that's working with Hampton here. And but they're all good, and they all generate this great goodwill. I know the people of York and the surrounding areas have been super generous with the shoes, and their time and coming out.
It's all good, Chris. You're always doing good things.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for having me back, too. I like coming back on you. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris, for talking about the shoe house. If you're ever having a bad day, go and volunteer somewhere in a hospital, in a food kitchen. You're going to perk yourself right up and know that you have helped some other people. Your self-esteem will grow. Talking about self-esteem, we're now going to go to England, where the winner of the English Idol, which the American Idol was created after, Paul Potts, will be sharing his thoughts about self-esteem and confidence. Paul?
My voice has always been my best friend. If I was having problems with bullies at school, I always had my voice to fall back on.
Oh, What are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I was always a little bit different. So I think that's the reason sometimes that I struggle with self-confidence. Confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Absolutely, yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Paul?
You are good to be in the
trap. Now, Paul Potts can really sing, and confidence is so important in life, and enthusiasm as well. We're going to hear from a very enthusiastic gentleman. His name is Patrick McEnroe, and he's running the Davis Cup team, and they are all excited about bringing the Davis Cup to America. Let's hear it from Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. Paul, yourself?
I'm fantastic. So the Davis Cup...
We're hoping to bring it, you know, for permanently, well, at least for a year, to win it. It's coming to... we're having a home match for the final, which is the first time we've had the Davis Cup final on American soil since 1992, which was down in Fort Worth, Texas. And by the way, a young kid named Andy Roddick was actually at that match as a nine-year-old watching the U.S. team. So he's obviously leading our team now and our number one singles player, and hopeful that we can bring this thing home and win the Davis Cup this year.
Thanks, Patrick. Andy Roddick sure is going a long way. Next on the program will be Dr. Bill Baker, who is the president of the PBS station here in New York, WNET. A lot of good news has been coming out of WNET for many, many years, and we're so proud to get the opportunity to share Dr. Baker and some of the programming that they do. What do you think has been, for you personally, the reason for, you know, working so hard to make this thing work?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the things about this particular place, about public television in general and Channel 13 in particular, is that we have a mission. Whoa. You know, the mission isn't to make money. Our mission is to use this, the most powerful force in our society, to try to enrich it, to make it a better place. So when you have purpose behind you, when you have a mission of that scale, it's pretty easy, I think, for us to, you know, want to do and work hard and want to do a good job. And I think the folks here have clearly done that over the years.
And I guess the last thing that I think is very special about that in the process of this build-out is the volunteers and the amount of people that come into this facility and the pledge drives and answer the phones and so on and so forth. It's just very, very special.
Yeah, well, we have probably 2,000 volunteers here, and you're right, they answer the phones, they do everything. I never forgot when I first came to this place 20 years ago, we were in our old studio on 57th Street, and there was a little lady in the elevator that I'd never been in the building, and I came in as the president. There was a little woman in this, an elderly woman in the elevator, who looked up at me and she said, are you Baker? And I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, look, Mr. Baker, I'm a volunteer here. I've been here a volunteer for many years. This is a great place. Don't screw it up. And I said, ma'am, I'll do my best not to. I hope I haven't let her down. She's still a volunteer.
I imagine she is. They are the most wonderful, wonderful people in the world. Thanks, Dr. Baker. You have done what that volunteer has asked you to do. You have made a great station over all these many years. I know you're retiring, and we wish you the greatest of all success. Next on the program is Claire Diab, who's the director of the Deepak Chopra Centers, as well as the founder of America Yoga Academy. Actually, Deepak Chopra will be doing a show on PBS in the upcoming weeks. So, Claire.
Welcome, my name is Claire. And we're going to do a little movement today. First, I just want to let you know that yoga is an ancient philosophy. It originated in India thousands of years ago. Yoga is a Sanskrit word. Sanskrit is an ancient language. And when you translate yoga into English, it means union. It's the union of our mind, body, and soul. And through breathing, movement, relaxation, meditation, all of these wonderful things we'll be experiencing in each show, we come to that space of union within. And when we feel the union within, we then begin to feel a union with everyone and everything in the universe. And it's a really beautiful way to live.
Thanks, Claire, for sharing some of the history of what yoga actually really means. At the end of the program, Claire also is going to show us some positions that we can actually partake in. So stay tuned. Next, we're going to have a little segment here of a wonderful Gershwin song in which very few words are saying a lot. Okay, we have David Stanton playing the piano and Marcello Padilla singing to us. Thank you, and then we're going to go to some commercial breaks.
I studied all the rhymes and all the melody, and just for you I wrote this little
Cello, David.
Big dreams and good grades aren't enough to get into college. There are actual steps you need to take. Finding someone who can help is the first and most important. For the next steps, go to knowhowtogo.org.
Okay. Anyway, this is 10 so years ago, so not sure if that website's still around.
I remember how much you said you liked mine. Oh.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you.
Not sure if this...
Hi, we're back. Wasn't that a great group of do-gooders talking about family values, volunteerism, helping the needy, taking care of yourself, confidence in yourself, self-esteem, optimism, collaboration of mind, body, and spirit into one union, and blah, 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 blah. Love. Love is the answer. Our show is interactive, and you can hear all these stories and all these interviews on goodnewsbroadcast.com. In most cases, these stories will be much longer, as normally we don't believe in editing. Actually, we like live programs. We are the real in reality television. On the website, with each story, you can chat, ask a question that we will get to the guest,
chat,
or upload a video or audio that you feel is appropriate for the subject. Build a social network of do-gooders. For example, on Florence Henderson's segment, if you want to share your family having dinner, you are more than welcome. Your good news is our good news, and all we are is what we are for each other. We are a humanitarian website. Additionally, on our site, we have Good News Planet, which is in foreign languages.
Okay. So that's part one, as I said. We're going to show that today. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Rex Moore with the Motley Fool in front of BMW.
Okay, we're going to just take a moment outside. Thank you for watching. That was a, that's my shirt, and a wonderful bird took a poop on it. So I think that's good luck. All right, we're back to the reality of our times, and thank you for watching our show. And this is a moment of peace for all those that are in a difficult position right now worldwide with this pandemic and any other concerning condition. And the beauty of the web, thank you Facebook, is that we can get this to out to millions and billions of people. Take a moment of caring. I ask you if you can join us at 7 o'clock. We welcome you to ring of bells. Our street has really been fortunate to have a lot of good heroes, thanking the heroes, I will say, I think is an appropriate way to call it. So we'll go live wherever I am at 7 o'clock, and we'll put a link to the video that we just did. This is the Family of Man book. I love these photos. It's just more and more goodness in this world. And the important thing is to realize that we're all together. This is the world. No boundaries, no borders. Even though we have built a few here and there. Sometimes have caused a lot of aggravation. But as far as we are believing, you are loved and we love you. So turn in at 7 o'clock. Try to save a penny or two for a rainy day. And I think for many, this is a rainy day. So we wish you peace, love, hope, health, and happiness. All right, take care. Thank you for watching. Look forward to seeing you. If you have anything you want to share with us, be my guest.